Welcome to another podcast by Every Nation Brisbane. We're so glad you can join us here today. For more information about our church, visit us on the web at enbrisbane.org. Please enjoy the following message.
A bunch of rhinos, they have limited vision, but they have a resilience in running after whatever is calling them, to the point that they don't care what's in front of them, they will crash right through it. And so a group of rhinos is basically unstoppable if they're going for whatever is calling them. And I just really sensed prophetically that God is calling us to run with a resilient-like faith towards the call, towards the mark that God has for us. We sang it earlier today, actually, when we talk about what the prize is or what the call or the goal is that we're running after, it's simply that He is the prize. He is the one that we run after. The prize is that He calls us to Himself. He calls us to is Himself. That doesn't even make sense. I'm sorry. Sorry about my England. But you know what I'm saying, right? We run towards He is the prize. Yeah, understand this, and I've been saying this all week. It's kind of because many of you have been fasting and praying alongside us. The revelation is, guys, that it's not His stuff that we're running after. It's Him that we're running after. It's the pursuit of Him. A byproduct of running after Him is His stuff. Well, like we don't run after the blessing as much as we run after the blesser. We don't run after the stuff as much as we run after the that sounds really bad. Stuffer. No. But you know what I'm saying, right? Again, forgive my England. But the prize is God. He is the prize. And so as we highlight that, well, let's go to scripture. Today, we remember in Psalm 37, verse 3, "Oh, magnify the Lord." Everybody read this together with me. 1, 2. "Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together." One more time. "Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt His name together." Let me just say this before we pray. There is an aspect of magnification towards God that can only happen in the environment of togetherness. Did you catch that one more time? There is an exaltation or a magnification of God that can only happen in an environment of togetherness. Let's pray. Father, we thank You today that we get to be a part of a community of faith that pursues the heart of God. We declare that You are the prize. And as we pursue Your heart, we pray, Lord, beyond this teaching, beyond what I'm to communicate today, Father, we pray with an expectation for You to speak to us, Lord, that You would open heaven and just speak to every individual in whatever circumstance they're in. Lord God, as we are together, may we magnify You, be lifted up in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Okay, the title of my message today, and it will be something that you will hear over and over and over again. It seems to be a catchphrase in many churches, but this is the word for us today and will be for a season, is that we're better together. Turn to about three people around you and tell them, "We're better together." Now, be careful now. Don't use it as a line now. Some of you will, he's kind of cute. We're better together. We're better together. None of you guys drop your voice an octave lower. "We're better together." When you came in here, you weren't talking that low. So don't try and be fake with it, all right? You're like, "Hey, how's it going, mate?" And then you see someone cute. "We're better together." No. Not that sort of church, all right? We're better together. The Bible also says that, God, one will put 1,000 to flight, but two will put 10,000 to flight. There's an aspect, guys. There's an aspect of exponential multiplication in the effectiveness of the ministry of the Holy Spirit when two or more come together. Bible says where two or three are gathered in His name, there He will be also. So He's there where there is unity. Psalm 133 says that where there is unity, He commands the blessing. Like He commands it. He doesn't suggest it. He commands it. So as we've all come together, this is a lot more than two or three gathered in His name. How many of you know that there is a blessing when we come together around what He is calling us to do? All right, go to what we have here. Steph Curry. Steph Curry, I don't want to lose my female audience here who have no interest in the NBA. But Steph Curry is a basketball player, as you can see by his couture. He is probably, arguably, the best basketball player alive right now. Some LeBron James fans might get mad at me, but he has been the MVP, the most valuable player, 2 years in a row. And so he is now in the Western Conference Finals. See, the NBA is divided into two aspects. There's the Western Conference, there's the Eastern Conference. He is currently in the Western Conference. His team, the Golden State Warriors, is playing a team called the Oklahoma City Thunder. See, ladies, men make these strange noises when we talk about sports in accordance with their allegiances. Just so you know, these are called rhino sounds. And so, anyway, this is the Western Conference. On the Eastern Conference, we have LeBron James Cavaliers from Cleveland, and they are playing the Toronto Raptors, who are going to get swept and lose. Trust me, that's not prophetic. That's just the way it's looking right now. Anyway, if you look at the teams that are favorite to enter into the finals from the Western Conference, from the Eastern Conference, it would be, forgive me OKC fans, but it would be the Golden State Warriors going to the finals to play the Cleveland Cavaliers. And it's interesting that both of these teams have slogans. And their team slogans are strength in numbers for the Golden State Warriors and for the Cleveland Cavaliers, it's all in. So there's an aspect around their team motto of being all a team, being together and achieving a goal. Haven't even noticed this from both teams that are favorites to enter into this NBA Finals. Now, if I can have the female audience again focus their attention. What I'm trying to get at is that these teams are promoting team. But what was interesting, there was a game that happened earlier this week between the Western Conference Finals and in Game 2, where it was Steph Curry's team versus OKC, and they were playing, and in the middle of the game, this happened, where Steph Curry was running with the ball, and he went flying into the stands. In the semifinals, he got, in the quarterfinals, he got injured and had to be taken away from the court and ended up not playing for a series of about 4 or 5 games. Everyone was scared because being the most valuable player, when you lose your most valuable player, your chances of winning are lessened. And so this guy, who by the way is a Christian, runs to try and rescue the ball and jumps into the stands. This audience around him are wearing these strength in numbers shirts. But can you see their response? They do not look like there is strength in numbers. They are actually going more worried about themselves than helping their MVP land on soft landing. They're like, oh, do you know how much I pay for these seats? Can you see many of them are like some of them are like, oh. Even the guy in the top corner, he's pretending to be concerned. He's like, I pray for you from here. Because he can't do anything, right? But many of them were more concerned about their own. And it was the talk of sports media for a while, especially this one guy who was sitting right there on the bottom right. He and Steph Curry jumping and basically injured his elbow. It ballooned up to the size of a tennis ball. And this guy who was on the front row, rather than helping Steph Curry to come up, decided to pull out his Canon camera. And he took pictures of Steph Curry in his injured state. Strength in numbers. Not really, right? Like, if you're really a part of a team, and it's amazing, right? It's amazing whether you watch the NRL or you watch the NBA or you watch, where you have a team that you support. When your team is doing really well, you will rub it in everybody's face, especially on social media. When your team is not doing that well, there's silence from you on social media. Or you'll get out of the way and just watch them fail. Watch them fall. I know because I've been praying for the New Zealand Warriors fans that are in this room today. See, ladies, this is the only way to keep men's attention during the preaching of God's word is to integrate sports analogies. And so I know, ladies, you're all attentive to the word of God. So we just have to keep the brothers in there. But I just wanted to highlight this guy because I thought it was pretty sad that he's there taking photos of Steph Curry. Now let's bring this into the spirit here. We can talk about we're better together. We can hashtag campaign this thing. But if we're chasing after something, if we're chasing after what God has called us to, how many of you know along the way there may be areas where we may slip up, we may make a mistake, we may fail, but as a team we should learn to pick one another up and help each other along the way, right? Is that cool? Is that okay? Okay, 3 people will help me out if I slip up with my English on my slides. The rest of you will just laugh at my England. But here's what I'm getting at, guys. God's vision for any individual is always corporate. Oh, Lord, how many of you have heard this prayer? You've never prayed this prayer, but it's a friend of yours that's prayed this prayer, right? Oh, Lord, I want the will of you for my life. Show me what is the will of you. And then God says, okay, I'm going to show you what the will of God is for your life. I'm going to put you around other people, and I'm going to enable you to walk with them so that you can grow. I don't want to be around other people. I want to be by myself. Nelly Atinga Ministries. I don't want to have, I'll just preach to them from a platform and not serve them. Can I just, you know, have a platform where I am the one exalted in the name of Jesus and not have to integrate myself or interact with anybody else? How many of you know the destiny that God has for you is always corporate? It's always with other people. It's always going to involve other people. And this may be a revelation for some of you. Hey, come in. You're not perfect. If anybody in here is perfect, come up the front here right now and I will worship you. None of us are perfect. And because of this imperfection, see, some of you came up out of your seats. That shows imperfection. That's called pride. And that is just one step away. God's purpose for your life is always corporate. There's always a team aspect to the call that's on your life. You can't do it on your own. That may be major revelation for some of you, but that's the truth. You won't be able to do it on your own. So God will put people around you to help you walk out the destiny that God has for you. Now check this out. God calls us to go into the world and what? Make disciples of all nations. That requires interaction. That requires you going beyond your own nation and going into other nations with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can't call ourselves every nation and only have one nation represented in this room. Just imagine if this room was full, you know, was just full of, let's just say, let me just pick a nation, Turkmenistanians. If this church was full of Turkmenistanians, some of you are looking at an atlas right now on your phone, like, is that really a country? If this church was full of Turkmenistanians and we called ourselves every nation, we would not be rhinoceroses, we would be hippos. Hypocrites. Because our title says one thing of us, but we are not that thing. Right? God is, there is even more of a blessing when we can see people of different nations come together to worship God like this. There's a blessing that God wants to bring to our church, an anointing to be able to impact this city and every nation that is in this city. There's a blessing that God wants to bring this way, an anointing to be able to impact the nations that are represented in this city. And we can only do that if we learn to walk together. Now, let's go back to this scripture. Oh, magnify the Lord, okay? What is it that you have in front of you that is the object of your magnification? What do I mean by that? Okay, when I think about that which is magnified, I think about something that covers my face to the point where it's all that I can see. I have here an IKEA clock, $295 on special. And so if I have this IKEA clock and all that I can see is this IKEA clock, how many of you know that all I will think about is the IKEA clock? I'll think about schedule. I will end up thinking and being consumed by that which I magnify. Many of us magnify the circumstances that we're in and choose not to magnify the Lord. There's an aspect of magnification of the Lord that happens when we come together. We're forced to magnify Him when we come together with other Christians, other followers of Christ, who have a priority in seeing Christ exalted. And that's when we come together, that's our whole purpose, is to magnify the Lord together. So, you know, as a worship leader, when we sing songs at the top of any service, it doesn't matter which church we're at, whether at this church or whatever church, the objective is to create an environment where people encounter the presence of God. And so we're creating an environment for the magnification of the Lord. And that needs to happen together. Let us exalt His name together. We do it together. Yes, you can magnify the Lord together, but each one of us has a proclivity to drop the magnifying glass. We need one another to make sure that we are engaging in the purposeful magnification of our Lord. Are you with me today? Like, without one another, there is a proclivity towards worrying about stuff. How many of you have been in this situation? You're on fire for God. It's easy to come to church, but then you hit a trial. You hit a kind of a speed bump in your walk with God, and you hear or sense this voice or this spirit telling you to isolate yourself. I hear some ums, some Oprah ums. That's okay. That's okay. I don't want to get anybody to put their hands up. I'll tell you, I've been there before. I've been there before where I've gone through certain things and I've felt like one of the worst places I could possibly be is around other Christians, because I'm afraid it's going to turn out like, you know, I'm sitting in happy land and I'm not happy. You know, everybody's singing Pharrell and I'm singing like Adele. Not you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's like, I'm alone if you feel. And I'm just like, you know, we could have had it all. And so I feel like I have to fake the funk when I walk in here. Let me tell you something. At Every Nation Brisbane, we don't. If life is going hard, we don't need you to fake it. We're just glad you fought to come. There are people that there are times, there are Sundays where it's a struggle to come. Just make it here. Just fight for fellowship because we're better together. Like a lot of the ministry actually happens when I learn from you that you're fighting through this. I'm actually going through stuff. Or will go through stuff, and I need to be inspired by your example. I still came to fight to be with you, Nelly. I still came to fight to walk with you. I still came to fight to worship with you. I mean, my marriage is a mess right now, but I'm fighting and battling with my spiritual family. We're going to see this, and with this rhino resilience-like faith, I'm going to keep believing God for breakthrough with my kids, breakthrough with my marriage, breakthrough in my finances, breakthrough in my career, to the glory of God. I'm going to fight to get here. I'm going to fight to get to Life Group. I'm going to fight to stay connected, because the enemy wants to isolate you. Enemy will tell you, oh, you're better off on your own. You're better off handling this on your own. You got this, man. You don't need anybody else. And you sit in your little corner and DJ your own pity party. God doesn't want you to fall a victim of that isolation. Please, and please don't think you have to fake it when you come here. If life is really hard, then we understand. We're fallen human beings, saved by the grace of God. The only reason I'm here is because I'm saved by the grace of God. Sure, I've been trained to be a pastor, but underlying all that is the grace of God. The grace of God that delivers me from the sin that I was once in and now have been delivered. I'm far from perfect without the grace of God. You are here because of the grace of God. Please don't think you have to perform your way into being in church. Come on, church. No, you don't. This is not an environment where you feel like you have to perform your way. Look, let's magnify the Lord. Let's not look at how good we pretend to be. Let's look at how good He is. Let's magnify the Lord together. Look at what this says here. Psalm 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. Somebody say all times. All times. Easy to bless Him on Sunday at 3 p.m., but when that Monday rolls around, get up in the morning, you know, you worship the King of Heaven, you look like the Queen of... Yeah, anyway. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. It doesn't matter what type of breath you have, but you wake up on a Monday morning, and it's like, oh, man, this is really hard to worship you. But I will bless you at all times, and His praise will continuously be in my mouth. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It's easy for it to continuously come out of your mouth if He's in your heart. And again, in the context of being together, it's a lot easier to see that happen. That which you most praise and bless is what holds ultimate value. That which you most praise and bless, that which is continuously coming out of your mouth, reveals the values that you hold in your heart. Now, for those of you who are guests here from other churches, we welcome you. But my heart is that you would see the vision and the values of the house that you're a part of and support it and go with it. I just want to share with you the values of this house and the vision that we have as a church, as a part of the movement that we're a part of, just to reacquaint you with what we stand for. Every Nation Brisbane, we're a part of the Every Nation family of churches and ministries that exists to honor God by establishing Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, and socially responsible churches and campus ministries in every nation. Now, we are not in every nation. We're aiming towards that, but we are in 80 nations now with over 600 churches in those nations. We are really, really excited about what God is doing in our church and in our movement. Now, for us as a church, this is our vision statement. This is what we're all about. But we have values in this house. We have four primary values. We value worship. Worship is our response to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We believe that Jesus Christ, yes, is our Savior. He saves us. But we believe in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. He is either Lord of all or not at all. No half business. Because if you say he's Lord of half, that's not Lord. He's Lord of every single area of our lives. And our response to his lordship is our worship. And we want to create environments where people can engage in knowing God. People can meet God. And so we value worship. What's our other values? Well, we value discipleship. You'll hear about, you get around us for like half an hour at least. You'll hear the word discipleship about three or four times already. Because we value reaching and training people in their, and equipping them in their walk with God to be effective disciples and teach them how to make disciples. We are a church that values discipleship. If Jesus Christ's final words to his disciples, if you could, you know, highlight the final words that you would speak to your disciples, they're obviously the most important. And what did he say? Go into all the world and make disciples. So we value discipleship. What's our other values? We value outreach. We value evangelism. We value missions. We're really excited. Our brother Alex Rivera is on his way back. He just graduated from the School of World Missions. We're really excited to have him back this week. And so we're wanting to train up more and more missionaries and leaders to be effective where God's called them to be. And so we value outreach. We value, we're excited about our missions team heading to Fiji next month. Amongst others, I mean, this is just the start. Many people have approached me and asked me, you know, Pastor Nelly, why are we sending missions teams? You know, we were literally half the size of the church that we are now. And we were, why are you sending missions teams? Look at how small your church is. Don't you think that you need to grow the church? And then, look, we want to establish right from the start a culture of missions and outreach and evangelism. This is all vital to be seen in our church. Because if we start now, as we grow and expand and we're faithful with the heart of God to reach the lost, Jesus Christ came, he came to seek to save that which was lost. And so, and then lastly, we value family. We value family. And this speaks to our spiritual family, this community that we're a part of, as well as your own family. We value that. We will not sacrifice our family on the altar of ministry. We will not sacrifice our marriages on the altar of ministry. We won't sacrifice our parenting responsibilities on the altar of ministry. We want to equip and train good parents, good husbands and wives to be able to engage and be fulfilling in the roles that God has given for them to walk out in as Christians. Are you with me today? So those are the four values. Now, when I think about it and how we are growing and going and what God has called us to grow in as we walk together, I think about the fact that God has called us as a church to go. Now, the church is not a building. The church is a people. Okay? If you are a part of this house, you are the church, not this beautiful building that we're in. If you are a part of another church, you're a part of that building and what God has envisioned for that church. And you're not a part of that building, but you're a part of the building that God is calling that spiritual family to be a part of. And so this is what God has called us to be. This is the vision and this is the values. Now, when I think about, you know, our venue that we have here, I think about the tent, how it answers the call for us to not be like a people that would isolate themselves, but be drawn into spiritual family. Because we live in a society that kind of celebrates selfishness. Have you thought about this? The reason why I have a picture of, this is my favorite swimming pool in the world. It's in Singapore on Marina Bay Sands. It's the largest infinity pool in the world. And and it overlooks the city of Singapore where I spent 8 years. And so when you're in a swimming pool, in a public swimming pool, how many of you have ever been in a swimming pool? Ever been in a swimming pool? All of you have been in a swimming pool? But when I was younger and when I was single, and I used to really be cautious when I go to a swimming pool, a public swimming pool, and I'd like to just be on my own, you know, in my own corner and away from all the action. I was a bit of a germaphobe, that's why. And I remember this one time, the whole bunch of guys, you know, rugby guys, looked like they just finished training and had not showered, and they ran in and they were going to jump where I was, and I felt like, please go over on that side of the pool, man. And they all come in, oh, yeah, and they're like high-fiving each other. Yeah, we are, yeah, it's swimming. They're getting ready to do bombs and stuff. And I saw this one dude, took off his shoe, had like 5 Band-Aids on his foot. There's nothing, I don't know, maybe. Some of you men are looking at me like, man up, Buzz, man up. But for me, can I just share one of my pet irks? is like Band-Aids in swimming pools. I'm just saying. There's nothing worse, right? You're swimming and this Band-Aid just comes. Band-Aid. You know, like, it's right there. And I saw this dude, like, five Band-Aids, he's getting rid of them. I'm like, those things are not going to last long on that foot. They're just trying to grip onto his foot, and then, you know, once he hits the water, he's like, I can't hold. But isn't that like us in the spirit, you know, like we don't want to get dirty. We don't want to be with anybody else. We just want to be by ourselves. Look, this spiritual family that we're a part of here is the answer. And we're not the only spiritual family, but the church, the capital C, the body of Christ, the Bible-believing churches in this city is the answer to what God has for this city. It's not the venue of where we meet. It's the people. So just as an example, we are moving away from this selfish culture and moving to a place where we can get our hands dirty, deal with the Band-Aids in the pools, and see God's victory won for the city of Brisbane. Again, coming back to this idea of humbling ourselves and being glad and seeing, and part of humbling ourselves is saying, God, not my will, but your will and our will, collective will being done. We see that, you know what, it's not about the venue. It's not about where we meet. This building is a massive blessing to us. It's a huge blessing to us. Let me just say this too. We're going to share some really exciting news right now. Some of us already know what this news is, but we're really excited and we're really blessed to have been able to see God move in this building. But as this church is growing, as you will have seen, our kids' church is growing, we want an environment that is conducive to be able to do what God has envisioned for our house and has given us clear values to establish. If we really do value family, if we really do value worship, if we really do value discipleship and outreach, we want to be in a place that will help us to facilitate this better. Not to say that this venue has not helped us to facilitate that, because it has. How many of you have been blessed in being here at QMC? It's been awesome 18 months. But I'm here to tell you some very exciting news. God is calling us to make moves, and we are getting ready to move. Why? Because, again, we are not a building, we are a people. And in order to facilitate what God has called us to do even better and more excellently, we want to be able to do that where He calls us to. If we are a church called Every Nation, we need to be where the nations are. We need to be able to do community well. When I think about our kids' church, you know, like, as great as, again, as this venue is, we all know that with the environment, it's not as conducive for kids to be kids. We value kids. How many of you value kids? Is it just me? So we're going to show you. I just wanted to share with you, and you came on the right Sunday. I just wanted to share with you where we know God is calling us. I feel like Steve Jobs just revealed a new iPhone. Okay, let's go back to these values. Again, I just wanted to share this with you because as we transition, as we grow and advance in what God's called us to do, we need to do it together as a people. And we believe that as we walk as a spiritual family, this will enable us to do what we envision and what we value a whole lot better. Let's break down those values again. If we look at the values again, worship. Worship is not the music, but when we think about what this venue can do for us, it is slightly bigger than this venue. We'll be able to hold around 300 to a little bit more within that venue. So it's a vibrant environment for us to be able to worship in, just like this environment. It's set up for performing arts, and so we're really blessed and really excited for Sunpac because it's opening in August, and so we will be transitioning there. There will be a transitionary period where we will be in another venue in that area of Sunnybank before we transition to Sunpac. It's called Sunpac. Turn to somebody and encourage them. Sunpac. Sunpac your bags. Let's go. It's accessible, you know, by train, by bus, and it is 400 to 500 meters away from Market Square. Sunnybank Plaza, so you can watch a movie afterwards. There's restaurants on site to be able to do life groups right there on the site. If you don't like it there, you can do your life group down at Little Singapore or where, whatever restaurant you like to eat at. When I think about the values, right, we will be able to worship more effectively there and have that environment to engage more people and create an environment for more people to engage in worship. We will be able to do it in this environment. Isn't that cool? Discipleship, we'll be able to make disciples. I was with Tina looking at the place, and this is one of the restaurants that's there. And I was just picturing, as I was looking at the table, she was like, take a photo now. Take it. Imagine all the life groups that we could do on these tables here. It's a restaurant there, a family restaurant that we'll be able to, fellowship afterwards. You know, as much as we love this venue and it's been a huge blessing to us, it's kind of hard to just chill and be able to hang out afterwards. And I know, like, I'm the king of hangout. So I love hanging out, but it's just hard to do that when we're in this venue that doesn't have that many places around that we're able to do that effectively. Let's carry on here. Outreach. What's amazing about it is Sunpac is joint to the Sunnybank community and sports hub. And so there's already a lot of community activity that's happening that we're also in talks about how we can engage the community, not just in Sunnybank, but within the neighboring area. So we're really excited about that. We want to reach every nation in Brisbane. So every nation, if your nation is in Brisbane, we're going there. And then family, of course, like I was saying, it's conducive with more space for families to do family things and of course, kids to be kids and move around like kids are supposed to move around. Okay, so we're really, really excited about that. Are you excited to go to another level? All right, we're going to close now. I'm just thinking, actually, I want to share this with you. And many of you know Market Square. This is what Market Square is going to look like next year. They're going to make it more open like a mall. Kind of looks like a Singaporean mall, eh, Amanda? But it's going to be like all those restaurants plus a whole lot more. So it's like God is preparing that place, that area for us. If you think about the most international area in our city, Sunnybank has to be at the top, if not close to the top of that list. And so as a church called every nation, we really believe God's calling us there for this season. So just in terms of dates, we would be moving there at the latest August 7, but please stay alert on our website, on our Facebook. We'll keep you all posted there. There will be an interim venue from next month, which we will tell you more about, but we're just really excited about Sunpac. I couldn't hold it and I had to share this with you. All right, let's close this message really quickly. As we advance to Sunpac, I sought the Lord and he answered me and he delivered me from all my fears. Look, let's stand on our feet and let's be close. There is, as we come together, I know that there are many fears that we face as individuals when we, just because of life and all that we walk through it. But when we learn to walk together, it's amazing how God will utilize other people to help draw that out of us, draw that fear out of us. You can't do it alone. We're all better together. My prayer for you, if you are not, a part of this church, maybe you're visiting with us, is that you find where God has called you. If it's here, welcome. You're all welcome to learn more about what we do as a church. But my heart for you as a pastor is to find home. And we're not saying that we're the only church in the city, and there's great churches all over the city. But this is who we are. This is what we're about. And this is where we're going. If you think about this picture here, every single one of us, I don't care how perfect we think we are going to go through isolated situations where we'll feel like we're diving into disaster like Steph Curry did. But my prayer for you is that whatever the community is that you are a part of, if it's here at Ian Brisbane, we're committed as a church and as a church family to be there. So when you go flying into the crowd, just know that this is a crowd that will have your back. That's the job of the body of Christ. I wanted to say this too. There are people in this room that have been betrayed by churches. There are people that have been betrayed by Christians. And as a pastor, I want to sincerely apologize upon the body on behalf of the body of Christ for that happening. I'm not by any means undermining what may have happened to you, truthfully. But how we respond to that is on us. I also want to say this too. You've probably noticed, whether it's from my slides or from my lack of England, that I'm far from perfect. And the church is a community of believers who are saved by grace, not by perfection. I am going to fail you. Yes, pastors are imperfect. Leaders are imperfect. Now, I'm not making excuses for anything that I may do, but my job is to lead you to Christ, not to my gift. Like a good biblical pastor should do that for you. Lead you to a place of magnifying the Lord, not your pastor's gifting, not your favorite podcast, preacher's podcast, but lead you to Christ. I'm committed as your pastor. If you call this home, we will magnify the Lord together. It won't be a magnification of me. Look, if we're going to plant churches all over the city and all over the state and all over this nation, I can't do that on my own. It's going to have to be a whole bunch of us as a family. So we really believe, whether it's this move or the moves that we will continue to make in the future, that we will do it with a clarity of vision and value, knowing that God's called us to do this as imperfect followers saved by the grace of a perfect God.
We hope you've enjoyed today's message brought to you by Every Nation Brisbane. For more information about our church, visit us on the web at ianbrisbane.org. Thank you for listening. God bless.